Shevach v'hodah l'Hashem Yisbarach. First, I want to comment. I'm sorry, Rav Jacobson Shlita, I just caught the last few moments of your remarks. I apologize. But Chazal say, Ki sifse kohen yishvu das, v'toro yivakesh mipiyu, ki malach Hashem tzvokosu, im malach Hashem tzvokosu, tivakesh Torah mipiyu. If your Rebbe is likened to an angel, then he should be your model. You should seek Torah from him, be in love, and if not, al tevakish Torah mipiyu. Then you should not seek him out as a model. Beis Tfila and its wonderful congregants, Balabatim, was zoche to two outstanding role models. Hagoyin Rav Chaim Zev Malinowitz Zatzal was an exceptional role model, a Gabra Rabba, someone who was miyased the shul, and certainly, as I know you feel, a tremendous, profound hakar satov is owed to him. And yibodo l'chaim arukim, hagoyin Rav Jacobson Shlita, who is Baruch Hashem, the Mara d'Asra for the last year or so, and also an outstanding role model for myself, and I'm sure for all of you as well. I want to wish Harav Jacobson Shlita continued bracha v'atzlacha b'chol masi yodav, and be'ez Hashem is barach, hopefully I'll be able to utilize his tremendous keiches in the course of the Rabbonis, because he certainly has led the way as an outstanding role model in the b'china of malach Hashem tzvokos, of someone who's literally likened to an angel, certainly from my perspective. I would like to begin by discussing a Rambam that has always troubled me. And then we'll connect this Rambam to the Parsha. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, at the end of Perakei, a very striking Rambam. This Rambam I discussed decades ago when one of my beloved Rabbein, Hagoyin Ratzvi Dov Kenetapsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, and there was a Sudas Preda, and I spoke at that Sudas Preda. And I said over this Rambam, Perakei Halacha Yud Beis, Kishem sha'atalmidim chayavim b'chvod harav, just as students are obligated to honor a Rebbe, kach harav tzorich l'chaved es talmidov u'lekarvon. A Rebbe is also obligated to honor his talmidim, honor his students, and to bring them closer. Kach omu chachomim. And the Rambam cites the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos that we're all familiar with. Yichvod talmidcha chaviv alach gishaloch. The honor of your Talmud should be as dear to you as yours. And then the Rambam ends with the following very dramatic statement. A person has to be exceptionally careful with his students and has to love them. A Rebbe has to love his students, has to love his Talmidim. Shehim habonim hamahanim lo'ilam hazeh v'lo'ilam haba. What the source of that is requires a lot of careful examination. The last segment of the Rambam that he says that the Talmidim, the students, are children. And obviously, as a result of the Rebbe, they're not only going to get Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, that's a sugyan bab metziah, but I would like to attempt to understand the Rambam a bit more carefully. And in order to do so, we'll examine sukkim in this week's parsha. The Torah, in the beginning of Kisavo, introduces the mitzvah of Bikurim. There's a mitzvah of Hafrosha, one has to set aside the Bikurim. There's a mitzvah, one has to bring the Bikurim, bring the first fruit to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah Bikurim writes in the third perek, Odeyu Hasal al Ksefo. Here the farmer is making the pilgrimage to Yerushalayim Yerakodesh, and the basket of Bikurim is on his shoulders. And right away, he makes the following statement. He got it to Yayom Lashem Elokecha, he tells the Kohen. He got it to, that language has many translations, but certainly one of them is Lashon Shevach. He got it to Yayom Lashem Elokecha, I'm praising Hashem that I was able, Bechazde Hashem, Kivosi Elaretz Ashenishba Hashem Lavoseinu Lases Lano. So there's a famous comment of Rashi right there on the spot. He got it to Hayom, says Rashi, She'eini kofui tova. Rashi lays down the principle that this declaration is being made by the farmer to demonstrate that he's not an ingrate. He's someone who is grateful, has tremendous gratitude to Hashem Yisbarach over the fact that he's able to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem blessed him with the first fruit. This quality of Hakar Satov, of recognition, of showing gratitude, the quality of not being a Kofer Tov, God forbid, not being an ingrate, the Chovos HaVavos writes, is the Tashtit, is the foundation of all Midos, of all character traits. Chazal tell us that already back in the days of Adam HaRishon, the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu confronted him after the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, Hamina Eitz Asher Tzivisicha Levilti Achol Mimenu Acholta, and he pointed a finger at his wife, Aisha Asher Nasati Imodi, and Rashi answers, this was considered to be absolutely unconscionable because Kan Kofar Bitova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam HaRishon the greatest present that one can be zochet to, a wife, an incredible matana, and here he went ahead and was kofer betov. Here he denied, here he was machish, that incredible matana that Hashem had given him. So Rashi uses there the language of kofar betova, kofer betov. And here Rashi uses the language in Kisavo of kofui tova. These are really two different concepts. When one is kofer betov, as Adam HaRishon did, one ignores or simply makes himself unaware of the incredible benefaction that Hashem has done for him. That's not a good midah. It's not a good characteristic, not a good quality. And here we have in our parsha the doctrine of being a kofui tov, being an ingrate. And this quality of hakar satov is a yesod, is one of the most fundamental principles in our entire Weltschau, in our entire Hashkaf HaSeila. The notion that somehow I don't have to be makir tov, I don't have to recognize what others have done for me, whether it's my parents, whether it's my chaverim, and certainly kal v'chomer, b'menosho kal v'chomer, Hashem Yisbarach, that quality is one that one has to completely eschew, one has to develop and nurture a profound sense of hakaras hatov for every chesed that one is zochet to. Ramesha Chaim Lutzato, the Ramchal, in his Sefer Das Tevunos, there he presents a dialogue between the seichel, the intellect, and the neshama of a person. And the neshama asks a very simple question. If Hashem's ratzon is lahetiv, the will of Hashem is baruch is to do good for mankind, so why does he subject us to all kinds of difficulties? Why are we constantly being challenged in our lives? Why do we have many michsholim, many stumbling blocks that sometimes we falter? And the seichel in that dialogue answers the question in the following way. I'll just first read the language and I'll translate it. The seichel answers, "Kidei shetia ha'atava ha'atava shlema," in order that the goodness, the beneficence that Hashem showers on us should be complete and total, yoda Hashem yisbarach b'chachmasu and his gaba, Hashem knew in his infinite wisdom, that those who are going to be the recipients of Hashem's chesed, of his kindness, of his largess, we should only receive it after much effort, after a lot of exertion, after a lot of toil. Because then, says the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, because if someone just receives beneficence, chesed, without recompense, without repaying, without doing anything for it, then that is to a certain degree, a kind of busha. It, there's a certain embarrassment that's involved over here, and he compares it to, God forbid, an ani, someone who's impoverished, who's destitute, who's forlorn, who has to be on the recipient end of all types of donations. That could be quite embarrassing. This Ramchal, this Yesod, this foundational element that Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato articulates, to a large extent actually is connected to a famous comment of Rabbi Yisrael Karo. Rabbi Yisrael Karo had a Magid who came to him in Hashamayim. There's a sefer called Magid Meshorim. And in that sefer he has a lot of incredible vignettes and anecdotes about what the Maggid told him and the like. The Maggid that came to him b'chalom in a dream. And the Maggid also explained to the Beis Yosef why HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt the need to place other Marishon in Gan Eden. And the Pasuk says, what was his mandate there in Gan Eden? La'obdo l'shamro, to guard Gan Eden. And Hashem did not want simply other Marishon to receive all the wonderful, beautiful, absolutely delightful paradise that was in Gan Eden without any umbol v'torach, without any effort, without investing any energy. And here again, the language of the Maggid says, and I'll translate it as well, nishmasin ad la'osu la'alma, the neshama, as long as it has not come to this world, what is it comparable to? The man da'ochel nama de malko below pulchana. It's likened to someone who eats the bread of Hashem Yisbarach, of the king, without doing anything for it, without working for it. In order that one should extricate oneself from what's called nama de kisufa, a Kabbalistic term, but it means that one is just receiving without giving. So the Maggid tells the Beis Yosef, what should he do? Lehisaseg b'toro v'mitzis la'obdo l'shamra. If a person works in Gan Eden, which essentially is the world that Hashem created, it's a kind of Gan Eden, and the compensation that we have to invest is limud haTorah and shmiras haMitzvos. We have to learn Torah and do mitzvahs, and if one does that, then the Maggid tells the Beis Yosef, tells Rabbi Yosef Karo, then you'll be eating nama b'lo kisufa. Then, in effect, that is called the avdo, the shamra, and then you're eating without any sense of embarrassment. The Ramchal, in his Sefer Das Tavunos, he actually adds an additional dimension, which is absolutely fantastic. Based on a Yerushalmi, a Jerusalem Talmud, the Maseches Orla, in the first parak, and he builds an entire Hashkaf HaSeilom, the Ramchal, based on this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi talks about the Din of Orla. The Torah says that the first 3 years of a fruit tree, shalosh shanim yelachem, areilim lo yachel. There's an isra achila, isra hanah. One cannot derive benefit from orla the first 3 years of the fruit tree. The fourth year, it's netar avai, has the din of ma'aser sheni, the parshin re'ei has to be taken to Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. So the Yerushalmi discusses the following question. What if I have a shoot that was taken from, obviously, a tree, and the tree was extant for a number of years, what the Yerushalmi calls a zakena, and now we have this shoot that was taken from a graft of this zakena, a yichur, we call it in Hebrew, and it was grafted actually as part of this nitiya of the zakena of the elderly tree. So now the question is, for how long does this shoot, in effect, that came from the older tree, at what point are its peros going to be considered to be orla independently? Is it still connected to the tree where it came from? At what point is there a disconnect? At what point do we assume that now it has its own indigenous kind of status and it becomes a yalda, becomes like a young sapling, a young shoot, and you begin to count the years of orla on its own? So the Yerushalmi quotes the following unbelievable criteria, which is amazing. And Ramchal, of course, extrapolates from this criteria and applies it. And this, of course, is upon the heels of the what I mentioned a moment ago in the name of the Maggid given to the Beis Yosef, to Rabbi Yosef Karo. Says the Yerushalmi, if the Alei HaYalda, if the leaves of this young shoot, of this young sapling, are turned inward towards itself, but not directed to the Skena, that's a sign and effect that clearly she is living, she is being sustained by the skena, by the older tree. If, however, the Alei HaYalda, the leaves of this shoot, of this graft, are turned to the skena, that's a sign that she's independent. And the Yerushalmi ends, similar davar, what is the proof to this? Ti'ochel min chavrei bios mistakel bei. Someone who eats and has to rely on others for his sustenance, for his support, is embarrassed to look in the face of the person who sustains it. The Ramchal develops here a tremendous yesod. In order that a person should be independent, should be autonomous, should be sovereign, should not be embarrassed to look in the eyes of Hashem Yisbarach, who is the makor, who is the source of our sustenance, similar to the yalda, to the shoot that is yonek, that sustains itself from the skena, from the older tree, in order that one should be able to say hodah to Hashem Yisbarach and all that he has done for us. So the Yerushalmi is laying down a yesod. And the yesod is that if we ourselves become independent and autonomous, and the way I cited earlier, la'avdo l'shamra, by working, by being industrious, by acting responsibly, by being bali achrayis, by learning Torah, by doing mitzvahs, then there's obviously no embarrassment. On the contrary, any chesed that we receive is really chesed that is zeh l'umat zeh, mida k'neged mida, a kind of quid pro quo that was zocha to it, and it's not considered to be a problem. And the yisod that both the Magid Meshorim and the Ramchal have laid down is really psychologically also to be found in Hilchos Tzedakah. It's well known, the Rambam has in Hilchos Tzedakah, Matas Aniyim, in Perek Vav, 8 milas of Tzedakah. There are 8 different levels of Tzedakah, one above the other. What is the greatest mila? Says the Rambam. I'll read his language. Zeha machzik biyad Yisrael, benosin lo matana halva. If you provide a Jew with a matana, whether it's a monetary gift or a loan, or osi mo shutfis, or you provide him with a partnership, or mamsi la malacha, you give him the skills, you give him the ability to work independently, to be sovereign, to be autonomous, actually yitzarech lebrios, he will no longer have a recourse to any other human beings. He'll be able to live on his own independently. That's the greatest madrega of tzedakah. Namely, that's the madrega of la'avdo, the shamra. A person should not eat lechem shel chesed, nama de kisufa, lechem which could lead to boshes ponim, lead to embarrassment, humiliation. That's the way Hashem Yisbarach wants Am Yisrael to lead our lives. And that's all embedded in the beginning of Parshas Kisavo, where the Torah speaks about the Parsha Bikurim, a farmer working, a farmer tilling the soil, cultivating it, nurturing it, and then bringing the peros to Yerushalayim. And the Kohen takes the peros, places them on Mizbeach. And then, of course, we have the Parsha, the Onisa V'Amarta V'Hashem Elokecha, Arami Ovid Ovi, which is the same Parsha that the Mishnah writes in Psochim that we recite. V'Dorshim Arami Ovid Ovi, Achiyigmo Kol HaParsha Kula, Amel HaSeder. And essentially, this Yerushalmi and the Magid Meshorim and the Ramchal are laying down a wonderful fundamental yesod in our Hashkafa. Yigia kapecha ki sochel ashrecha v'tovlach. A person who zoche to toil, that person is certainly a very happy individual. And then he can go to the Beis HaMikdash without any shemitz of busha, no sense of humiliation. And he tells Hashem Yisbarach, v'yato hinei v'esies v'esies pri adama asher nasata li Hashem. There's no kofui tov. He is grateful. He is makir tov to Hashem Yisbarach. And that is the madrega that the pasuk is describing the beginning of Kisavo. There's an alshich that I heard many, many years ago from my Hagoyin Rabbi Yisachar Fren, the Rosh Hashiva of Ner Yisrael, Baltimore. I met him a number of times. Several decades ago, I was zeicha to meet him. He put out a Sefer Navelos that is unavailable. You can't find it anywhere. It was never reprinted. And so through some act of hashkocha, I met him at a simcha, and I asked him if I can have a copy of the Sefer. He told me he had very few copies left. But since I asked him for it, he'll give me a copy. And in the course of that discussion, he said over at Alshich that I just looked at, the Alshich in Kisavo is bothered by a medrash, because Kisavo contains the yesod of Hakaras HaTov. That's how the Mefarshim explained this mitzvah Bikurim, both Rashi, the Ramban, the Sefer HaChinuch, came out all the Rishonim, Pe'echod, speak about Hakaras HaTov, gratitude. So the Alshich is bothered by a medrash. The medrash tells us the world was created for three reasons. Bishril Yisrael Shenikru Reishis, that's already discussed by the Ramban, alluded to in Rashi, the beginning of Reishis, the world was created because of the Jewish people. Number two, the world was created because of Torah. The Torah is also called Reishis. We know Bereishis Bar Elokim. And as far as the Torah, is also called Reishis. And The third reason why the world was created, says the Medrash, because of Bikurim, which is also called Reishis. Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscha Tovi Beis Hashem Elokecha Lo Sevashol Gedi B'Chalei Vimo. So we have three items that are called Reishis, the beginning. So the Al-Sheikh remarks that the first two we understand. The world was created for Klal Yisrael, namely to spread the idea of Hashem Yechod Ishmael Yechod. The world was created for Torah, unquestionably. But would anyone put Bikurim on the top list of three mitzvahs? And yet here the Medrash says that the world is created for the sake of Bikurim. What's the meaning of this Medrash? The Al-Sheikh answers that the mitzvah Bikurim contains within it something that's fundamental human being, namely Hakaras HaTov, the obligation to express gratitude. The world's creation was actualized just for this mitzvah, trains us in the attribute of gratitude, of showing gratefulness. And the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar already comments, there's nothing harder for Hashem Yisbarach to live with than an ungrateful person. And the proof is what I mentioned earlier from other Marishon and the like. One of the very fascinating things that I'm always amazed at, and this I heard from my Rabbeim, and there are many, many stories. I'll just share a few of them, if you don't mind, about Hakaras HaTov. I heard from the Mishpacha of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I had a connection with Hagoyin of Nosson Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who passed away not long ago. He was a Rebbe in the yeshiva I learned in Itri, and he told over the following story with his father. There was a young man in Yeshiva Torah Vadas. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was a Rosh Yeshiva there, who was not coming to Minyan, and the faculty tried all kinds of different methodologies to get him to come to Minyan. It was not helping. They finally went to the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and asked him, could they expel this young man from the dormitory? Rabbi Yaakov said they have permission to throw him out if he's not following the rules. They told the boy he was expelled from the dormitory unless he started to come to the Minyan, but then they told him the Rosh Yeshiva wanted to see him before he's expelled. So the boy figured, I'm really in trouble now. I'm in hot water, no question about it. He appeared before Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. The Rosh Yeshiva said to him, I understand. You're about to be expelled from the dormitory. Where are you going to sleep? The boy said, I have no alternate arrangements. I don't know what I'm going to do. Rabbi Yaakov told him, I want you to sleep in my house. The boy was shocked beyond belief. And he asked the Rosh Yeshiva, could you explain? On the one hand, you're expelling me. On the other hand, you're telling me to sleep in your home. Rabbi Yaakov explained, your grandfather used to give money to the Kovna Kollel, where I learned in Europe. Because I was a beneficiary of your grandfather's support to that Kollel, I owe you Hakaras HaTov, and I'm glad that now I have a chance to pay it back in this kind of fashion. True, I can't let you sleep in the dormitory. You're being expelled because you don't come to Minyan, but you can sleep in my house out of appreciation for what your grandfather did for me. A similar story I heard from my Rebbe, Hagoyin Nisim Albert Zatzal, about his Rebbe, the Gadol HaDor, Hagoyin Moshe Feinstein, the Baal Yisrael Meshia, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Many, many years ago, Rav Moshe went to a wedding and gave a chassan an envelope with a wedding present. At the Neshevet Brachas, they were opening up their envelopes, the chassan, the kala. They found a check from Moshe Feinstein from FDR Drive in Manhattan for $500. They were astounded. When this story took place, $500 was an enormous amount for a wedding gift. The chassan told his father, he thought Moshe probably made a mistake. He put an extra zero on the check. It was an error, undoubtedly. The father, the chassan, and the kala went to Rav Moshe's apartment and asked the Gadol HaDor, did he make a mistake in writing a check? And Rav Moshe answered, if I could, I'd give you a check, not for $500, but for $5,000. Your grandfather was my Rebbe, Hagoyin Rav Pesach Pruskin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and I studied with your grandfather. I felt such gratitude to your Zayda, to your grandfather, I wanted to give you a much larger present. Unfortunately, I can't give you much more than $500. This Yisod of Hakaras HaTov is the Yisod HaYisodos of Kol HaTorah Kula. So I want to go back to the Rambam that I began with. And the Rambam says, just as a student, as a Talmid is obligated to honor his Rebbe, a Rebbe is obligated to honor his Talmidim or the Karvan. He quotes the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, and then he adds, A person has to be careful with his talmidim and has to love them, because they are the bonim ha-mahanim lo'elam azeh lo'elam haba. What's the foundation? What is the yesod of this Rambam? What is it based on? So I would like to answer it with the next Rambam. Rambam says in Halacha Yogimah, the last din in Parakeh, ha-talmidim osifin chokhmah sarav u-marchiv in libo. What does the Talmud do? The Talmud expands the horizons of his Rebbe. I learned a lot from my teachers, from my rabbeim, and more from my chaverim. As the Mishnah writes in Pirkei Avos, citing a pasuk, I became wise as a result of all my talmidim, all my chaverim. Just like a small tree can ignite a large tree, says the Rambam, so too a small Talmud is able to sharpen the intellectual acuity of his Rebbe. So it sounds like this Rambam is really a commentary on the previous Rambam, namely the basis for a Rebbe loving his Talmidim and his Chaverim and those who enlighten him is Hakaras HaTov. It's based on this doctrine of gratitude that a Rebbe, that a Rav has to show his Talmidim, his congregants, his Balabatim. And so I want to express my profound Hakaras HaTov. Becoming the Rav of Beis Tfila, as I mentioned a few days ago, on the one hand, there's an element of Pachad, Midas Adin. On the other hand, there's an element of Harchava, an element of the possibility of expansiveness. And I owe you a tremendous, a profound Hakaras HaTov. I once heard from a guy in the Chaim Pinchas Sharmik Zatzal the following comment. He said, when Klal Yisrael were guilty of worshiping the ego, Moshe Rabbeinu was obviously B'Shmei Shamayim, receiving the first Luchos. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Reid, Kishiche Samcho Asher Otzeisim Mitzrayim. Go down, descend, because your people have become corrupt. So, Al Pi Agoda, Agoin Rav Chaim Pinchas Sharmik Zatzal said, Hashem was telling Moshe, and Rashi actually alludes to this, Lech Reid Migdulascha, descend from your greatness. Klum Nasati L'chagdul Ela Bishul Yisrael. The only reason why I gave you greatness is because of Klal Yisrael. So from here said, Agoin Rav Chaim Pinchas Sharmik Zatzal, that a Rebbe's spiritual level is intertwined with that of his students, with that of his Talmidim. Though Moshe had done nothing wrong, his stature was diminished by the sins of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, our Sharmik concludes, when Talmidim live by the teachings that the Rebbe teach them, the Rebbe should feel a profound Hakaras HaTov to them, because their spiritual achievements enhance their Rebbe stature. That, I believe, is the pshat in this Rambam, that the obligation of a Rebbe, of a Rav, to love his Talmidim, to love his congregants, to love his Balabatim, is based on a profound sense of Hakaras HaTov. So I want to be Makir Tov to all of you, individually, collectively. I hope and pray, Be'ez HaShem Yisbarach. They say the Shagas Aryeh became a Rav. He was a bit older. And he told his congregants that he hopes Hashem will give him Siyata Dishmaya. And he lived actually for many years after that. Halavai Aishi Bizorcha with Siyata Dishmaya. I know that Beis Tfila is a wonderful congregation of people who are B'nai Torah, constantly growing, constantly going up the ladder. B'sulam Ha'olah Beisel. And I am, Baruch Hashem, confident that you're going to continue to have Siyata Dishmaya. I hope we'll be able to do it in an atmosphere of yedidus, of friendship, of chaverus. Hine matovu manoim sheves achim gam yachad. We'll welcome each other. There may be new faces coming to the shul, hopefully very soon. Hopefully this corona pandemic will disappear as soon as possible with Siyata Dishmaya. So I want to be makir tov to you. That's the yesod of the Parsha, the yesod of the Magid Meshorim, the yesod of the Ramchal, the Yisod of the Rishonim of the Ramban, and above all, Hakaras HaTov to Hashem Yisbarach for all the wonders, all the beautiful chasodim that He continues to bestow upon us. Halavai, all of you should continue to be zoche to tremendous chasodim. We should be makir tov to each other. We should create an atmosphere of great friendship, great chaverus, and in that schus, Ribono Shalom should be'ezra Hashem only grant us many, many simchis in all of our lives. Besoros tovos, Yeshuas v'nechamos, amen v'yamei.
Amen. Shkoyach.